The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
All right, so I'm reviewing a nice little game called Stars Without Number. And this game is a sci-fi game by a small little company called... Just give me a moment.
No, you cannot have enough time.
Sinoman Publishing. Basically...
Sinoman Publishing?
Yes.
Alright.
And, what's really neat about this is you can pick up the rules, the main rules, for free. It's a free PDF. And it's the full rules. And it's basically first and second edition rules, but it's space. The reason I had been looking for what was the old school TSR space game?
Spelljammer?
No, not Spelljammer, because Spelljammer is actually the fantasy version. I'm talking Alternity. I was looking for Alternity. And I found Alternity website.
I thought the earliest science fiction setting from TSR was Buck Rogers.
Yeah, but I didn't want Buck Rogers. I wanted spaceships, but not quite Buck Rogers-like. But
It came out later.
Either way, I found Stars Without Numbers, and Stars Without Numbers... it works like your old school first, second edition. The nice thing is it's easily converted from a two-hit armor class zero to a positive modifier system on armor class, very simply. Now, most of these systems are. And they make it quite clear in the system that you can either use their particular setting, which is basically humanity in the year 3200, after what's called the Scream, has basically destroyed and cut off most of humanity from each other. Or, if you want, obviously you can use... the system in your own, you know, world, if you'd like. Now, the system is actually set up like... It's set up like first, second edition, but with a modern... like modern games. So they've really streamlined it.
I found the name of that game you're talking about. Before it was Alternity, it was called Star Frontiers.
Yeah. So you have your standard classes. You roll your 3d6 for attributes. You pick a class. You pick background packages. You have traits. Choose a home world. Hit points. And in this game, you have psychics, experts, and warriors. By starting gear, all of that. Attributes are simple. They're 18 being the max. At 18, you get a +2 modifier. 3 being, well... the lowest, being at -2. You have your 6 attributes, like you do in typical D&D, strength, intelligence, wisdom, dexterity, constitution, and charisma. They explain those. The classes, like I said, are expert, psychic, and warrior. They keep them very simple, but they use these background packages to basically allow you to create pretty much whatever you want, like adventurer, con artist, deck crew, so on. But one thing I really like is how simple the actual character classes are. And you can really build whatever you want. Like the expert, they have prime attributes or intelligence or charisma, hit dice is D6. Special ability, like a charm, once per hour, the expert can reroll a failed skill check. Second roll must be used, even if it's worse than the first. Expert class skills, all except for combat skill, tactics, and tech, sci-tech. They have experience charts where they gain more hit dice, so on. They have attack bonuses. And instead of your typical saving throws, you have your physical effect savings, your mental effect savings, your evasion save, your tech save, and your luck save. You just roll higher than your saving throw, and something happens. One thing, they've really broken the system down to different tech levels. They have various spaceships in this, which just makes it really nice. You could drop this into any old school Osric first edition game, second edition game, it'd fit great. You could even turn it around if you wanted to and put it in maybe not a third edition game, but keep in mind, you don't have to do the descending armor class. You can do ascending armor class also. And Ethan has cookies.
That's what she said.
This is why we brought him to Kansas.
Yes. They have a very interesting, they do explain how the spaceships actually get around. Their spike drives, basically the ships actually, not quite right now, their spike, their drills. Basically the ships, because you can't go faster than the speed of light in our dimension, basically the ships drill into other dimensions and cheat. And so in another dimension, you can go faster than the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really neat. They've come up with some really neat ways of doing this. They have different alien races. You can play aliens if you'd like. They're very simple. They have different... they're just so simple. All of this is very simple. You could start one of these games just right off the bat. I'm going to be probably taking ideas from this and putting it in my ongoing game for other stuff. In addition, to get people interested, and I've already downloaded pretty much every single free one they have. They have, 10 different books that are free on RPG Now. That includes the rule book. The rule book is fairly big. You have Stars Without Number free edition. You have Codex of the New Earth Cult of... What's the name here? Full name, please. Come on. Load. Codex of the New Earth Cult of the Still Lady. Basically, this is an adventure that happens on Earth. It's this creepy blood cult, basically, on the apocalyptic Earth, done in these rules. You have a mandate archives. There's these different mandate archives that explain martial arts, which could be dropped into any game, actually. Very simple for your D&D game. The Red Sangha Mercenary Corps. They're twisted Buddhist mercenaries. Now, Buddhists are... Because this comes from... this is supposed to be from Earth. Well, except it's 3,200 years. So these particular Buddhists are not pacifists.
Nice.
These are actually twisted Buddhists, and they're mercenaries. How they describe it is pretty cool, actually. And my favorite, the Imago... Dei. They are basically ships, AI, that believe they were created in the image of God. And they have decided that every once in a while they have to come out of deep space and wipe out a planet because that planet is not holy enough. That's the basics.
Wow.
They're like paladins.
Except so, not.
But crazy, crazy paladins.
Wait. Aren't most... Never mind.
No, these are crazy robotic paladins.
These are worse than normal paladins.
You know, I do... There's a lot of space games out here. The reason I kind of... I saw this one and I liked it is just because it fit into my... Like the Osric system that I use now. You could dump this into the Osric system very easily, and you'd have no issues. You could have a D&D meet aliens very, very simply. How they create monsters in this, aliens, is so easy. So Stars Without Number, please check it out. It's free for download. If you really like it, I would recommend ordering one of their books. They have hardcover books, and they also have things you can buy at RPG Now. So, and also get the Mandate Archive, the Imago Dei, because that's the robots. They're sweet, the AI. And now I'm going to have a cookie or two.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.